background, Michigan. The people, the places, the resources, the industries, and the arts. The inside story of our complex environment. The state where we live and work. Background, Michigan. Continuing our exploration of the restaurant business in Michigan and the people behind it, the problems they encounter, the way they get started, and the different types of personalities that different restaurants convey. We are speaking with one of Michigan's most renowned restaurateurs, Wynn Schuler, at Kellogg Center on the MSU campus. He is being interviewed by reporter Becky Krim.
How did you begin your restaurant?
It's a very interesting thing. You know, I was a school teacher. I was a history teacher for 4 years and a football coach. I couldn't waste my education on the restaurant business till one day when I was home spring vacation. My father said, "You're going to take care of this business or I'm going to give it to some other young fellow." So that little thought, why I started out, and we had a little dining room of 37 people in this tiny little town of 6,000, Marshall, Michigan. And from the 37, going back to 1935, we've grown to a seating capacity of 450. But my constant thought in the restaurant was, and my hope was, to treat each person as an individual first, and when that person walks through the door, that he is the person I've been looking for all day until he's seated and taken care of. And secondly, to treat them just as if they were in your own home. And if more restaurant people would carry this philosophy, as they sit down, perhaps you'd like a cup of coffee or perhaps a drink of some other kind, and just to have that very feeling of hospitality. And well, it's the obligations of the innkeeper, you know, that Charles Dickens spoke about so often, as you have read through some of your English literature, the warmth and the thoughts that an inn might contribute. And the average innkeeper plays rather an important part in the community. And if he accepts those obligations, I think he can be successful.
When you started, you said you had no education in the restaurant business. You just started by yourself.
Of course, my father always gave me jobs from the time I was 15, and cooking in the kitchen and doing many areas. So this is exposure, not through education, but by trial and error. And I love to cook. That's perhaps one of my greatest, all through the years, I've just loved cooking. I love to create dishes, and I suppose that's the interest that I have. This would be a pretty drab business if I couldn't keep changing things each day.
Do you cook yourself ever at your restaurant?
Oh, certainly. I'm most happy to. I do it almost every day, either creating a salad or creating a different dish. And my greatest, the greatest respect you can give any restaurant or innkeeper is to walk in and say, and this happens many times. I bet you've gone into restaurants, you said to the waitress, "What's special today?" And if she is a real well-schooled waitress, and if she has the sincere thoughts of that innkeeper or that restaurant owner, she will take two or three items and boast of them. But have you ever, anybody ever said to you, "Oh, everything's special"? Well, that seems very ordinary, and that's what the average person does. But for them to say to me, "What is special?" And I said, "Could I have the menu, and would you pay me that respect of selecting your dinner?" And if you do that, it's amazing how the restaurant owner or the manager or the captain or the waiter will exploit things. He'll go overboard because you've put yourself into his hands. And I think if more and more people would do that, and I've found that as I've traveled through Europe and through the United States and going to a restaurant, because he knows what his good foods are. He knows the things that are created, and to take it, it becomes more of a familiar basis. You become friends of his.
Some interesting comments from Wynn Schuler about how his famous dining establishment got started and how to keep customers coming back for more. We will continue this interesting interview with Wynn Schuler on our next program as we explore further the fascinating restaurant business on Background, Michigan. Al LaGuire speaking for reporter Becky Krim. This is the Michigan State Radio Network. Background, Michigan. The people, the places, the resources, the industries, and the arts. The inside story of our complex environment. The state where we live and work. Background, Michigan. This is Al LaGuire, and we are currently exploring the various things that go into giving a restaurant its reputation and its personality. One of Michigan's best-known restaurant operators, Mr. Win Schuler, is giving us his views and comments on the operation of his restaurant business and its implications for other restaurant owners. We continue with Mr. Schuler's comments as he is interviewed by reporter Becky Krim.
I heard that you had this personality appeal to people. You can remember people's names who've been in the restaurant before, maybe even once. And do you think this is important, you know, in a restaurant to be able to do this sort of thing, for an owner to go out and meet the people? And
well, thank you, Becky. The day would be pretty drab for me if I couldn't see people. And I have another little quote that the most saleable commodity is a human being. And in order first to get acquainted to them, you must expose yourself. You must take that added step of when they walk in the front door, of walking up close to them and say, "I've been waiting for you." Mm-hmm. And they'll say, "You've been waiting for me?" And I said, "Of course I have. I didn't know what day you were coming or what time, but I certainly have been waiting for you," which is sincere. And I have that thought. And of course, and a person in the restaurant business, everybody serves good food. They really do, and there's good service. But beyond that, there's that little thought, how would I like to be treated?
Mm-hmm. And the hospitality.
Yes, the very thought of it. And then you go back to the, to one of the basic things about America, that everyone likes to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
They strive to be liked.
This is probably why people travel miles and miles to come to your restaurant, too, because they know they will be exposed to this hospitality. I've heard a lot of people talk about it. And you said something about if a waitress is trained correctly, you know, she will say, "This is our specialty." And how do you go about training your waitresses? How do you have
we have waitress meetings quite often, but these waitress meetings are very different. We use them to expose different sales areas that we want them to talk about. They love to chatter, and of course, that's a natural way that the customer will chat with the waitress. So we will expose different areas, and we'll give them little tests. They'll say, "How many children has Win Schuler got? How many different restaurants does he have? Mm-hmm. How many miles is it from our restaurant to Detroit, or how many miles to Chicago?" That'll be what a waitress test might be like. But then we will start and tell them about a new restaurant we're building and what it's going to be like, and that we're going to invite them there the opening week, and they're going to be our guests. And we will take these waitresses, the busboys, the dishwashers, and put them into buses and take them over during that first week as a little tryout. Mm-hmm. So they'll go back and tell not only their friends, but they'll tell all their customers.
Did you say something about the program you have with Michigan State and the training program that you...
Yeah, I'd be thrilled to, because they've contributed so much, Becky. They've... the average age of our managers is 29. We have a general manager who has a AB degree in restaurant management from Michigan, and from Michigan State. He has a master's degree in accounting from Michigan State, and he's halfway on his doctor's degree in accounting. So this little word about education not being harmful is so true even in the restaurant business, because they have contributed so much. During the summer, and this coming summer, we already have interviewed maybe 12 lads who, and incidentally, out of these 12, they're two young ladies for the first time. But these will be seniors next year. So we will take them and place them in the four different restaurants, and they will go through a 12-week series of exposures to all areas.
So they see all aspects of the restaurant business.
A few wise words on restaurant operation from Win Schuler. The restaurant business, our current topic, to be continued on Background Michigan. Speaking for Becky Krim and Background Michigan, this is Al LaGuire, and this is the Michigan State Radio Network. Background Michigan, the people, the places, the resources, the industries, and the arts. The inside story of our complex environment, the state where we live and work. Background Michigan. A large part of the restaurant business is promotion. A unique promotional plan that benefits the restaurant owner and the customer as well is the Dinner of the Month Club. We spoke with Isabel Frank about this club, and we got some comments on the operation. How long has this organization been established?
Actually, for many years. However, this is the first time, the first year, that this number of hotels have participated, 260 in all.
Do you personally have to go around to all 260?
No, there are other people working and doing the same thing that I'm doing. And in each city, wherever we go into a hotel, we set up an office in that particular hotel, such as we've done here in Lansing at the Jack Tar, and we hire local people, people to type, and other young ladies that will be calling business and professional people and inviting them to participate. Now, anyone may have a membership, anyone at all. Primarily, we call business and professional people because they dine out more frequently, because they travel more. But anyone may have a membership.
How much does it cost?
While we're doing a promotion in a city, the cost is only $12 for the entire year.
$1 a month, then.
Right. Now, if they are able to send for a membership at any time during the year, and ordinarily, and the price is $15 for a year, if they were to pick up a brochure, and brochures are available. Mm-hmm. And maybe mail to them if upon request.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is most interesting, and I'm just wondering if you can give us a little picture of how then the member proceeds to use his membership, his privilege of dining out once a month. Is it mostly within his home area, or do you find that they are moving about the country a great deal?
Mr. LaGuire, we feel that the Dinner of the Month Club membership is used primarily in his hometown or where he has purchased it. However, if he is planning a trip with his family, using his membership during July and August, for instance, those 2 months he may like to dine in the place that he's staying and use it in that particular place. Now, some of the hotel rates or rooms involved, the dining area, some of them are very expensive, and this too can be a treat, going into the Chicago area, for instance, and some of the rooms that are involved in the promotion. So this can be a treat for the member.
Mm-hmm. It does sound most attractive. How long have you personally been in this particular field of promotion?
I've been involved in this type of work for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, then you must have met a great many people and had a good chance to observe how the public takes to this sort of an offer.
Very well. The reception is good. Now, in calling these people, we usually do not call them at their residence. They're called at their place of business. And they like this. And they listen. They listen because we don't use a gimmick, not at all, in our sales approach. We offer them a membership. We offer them an opportunity to become a member, and it's up to them. We do not use a hard sell. It's very soft. We tell them what we have, and if they would like to have a membership, we want them to very much.
There you have a brief description of one typical restaurant or dining out promotion, the Dinner of the Month Club. And our guest was Isabel Frank of that organization, giving us this example of the way consumers and businessmen work hand-in-hand to promote and increase and enjoy the restaurant business. The subject to be continued on Background Michigan. This is the Michigan State Radio Network. Background Michigan. The people, the places, the resources, the industries, and the arts. The inside story of our complex environment. The state where we live and work. Background Michigan. Restaurant promotion, our current topic, as we pursue the various aspects of activity that go into the increase and advertising of a booming restaurant business. We are speaking with Miss Isabel Frank of the Dinner of the Month Club, getting her comments on the benefits of this plan and similar ones to the consumer, the effects on the restaurant business and its potential. Well, now, in these 10 years that you have been working with this, what would you guess is the increase in volume of the dining out habit?
Oh, it has been tremendous. It really has. Now, not only from our outlook and from the hotels and restaurants that we have dealt with, but dining out 10 years ago was nothing compared with dining out today. 10 years ago, we found many, many families who said, we dine out once a year, Mother's Day, Easter, something special. But now this is a thing. We find that conditions have changed and that the way of living has changed. And we find men buying memberships because they say, I take my wife out to dine once a month anyway. I'd better, you know?
Yes. Well, of course, people seem today to be looking for new places to try out. Perhaps go to one restaurant this month and another one next month and make it a sort of an adventure. This obviously is one of the advantages that this type of promotion is producing for the hotels which participate in your club plan.
Yes.
Namely, bringing in new customers who have not been there before.
That's right. That is true. And then we find a trend toward one member. Oh, for instance, when a man decides to have a membership or a family, and a few days later he'll call back and say, there's another fellow in my office and he'd like a membership. And this becomes very involved, and we find that four or five memberships are going out to one office or one place of business. Actually, one school may have almost their entire faculty are members, and they dine out together. Mm-hmm. And this is very nice. Mm-hmm. It makes a real social event for them.
How many participation units are there in Michigan in your particular plan?
Seven. Actually, in Detroit, there's the Sheraton Cadillac. Lansing, it's the Jack Tar. Grand Rapids, it is the Morton House. Escanaba is involved. And Mount Clemens and Pontiac. So there's quite a selection in the state of Michigan. In Mount Clemens, it's a colonial hotel where the mineral baths are so very popular.
Say, the variety that you have in this is amazing, too.
It's tremendous, tremendous.
A moment's gaze into the crystal ball, then, if you don't mind. How do you foresee the future in promotion of restaurants, hotel restaurants, dining out? Do you have a considerable challenge? Do you envision a considerable challenge for yourself and people in this, in similar aspects of the business?
Oh, yes. The challenge is there. There are many reasons for it. One of them, of course, that many new restaurants and hotels are being built. Therefore, the older type hotel or restaurant must do something in the way of promotion to promote business. This is very important.
Our thanks to Miss Isabel Frank for her enlightening and interesting comments on this aspect of the restaurant business and its contribution to the enjoyment of the customer. As more and more people are making a regular habit out of dining out and are consequently looking for variety in fare, variety in decor, and variety of places to visit. We will continue our look at the restaurant business and the people behind it on the next segment of Background Michigan. This is the Michigan State Radio Network. Background Michigan. The people, the places, the resources, the industries, and the arts. The inside story of our complex environment. The state where we live and work. Background Michigan. This is Al LaGuire continuing our discussion about the promotional aspects of restaurant business. We asked Miss Isabel Frank of the Dinner of the Month Club about the effects of this type of promotion on the industry in general. What kind of comments do you get back from hotel managements from the year before? That is, do they give you any reports as to whether repeat business develops from club members?
Well, we know, as a matter of fact, that it does develop, because in going back a second year to a hotel, we find that we call the members first. This is the way we operate. We call the members, and we find that, and we ask, do you have a friend who would be interested in a membership? And we find not only do they have a friend, but many friends that are interested. And therefore, it's a very simple matter the second year. Now, our plans are such that we will be adding hotels to this list of 260 hotels. I cannot say at this time how many, but we find that as we go along, someone has already already said, why was I not included? And we want them to be. Now, I don't know just exactly how this will be handled, but I do know that a following year there will be even more hotels to enjoy.
How about your membership fee? And it's, has it remained the same over the 10 years that you've worked with it, or have you had to increase it a little bit?
Yes, primarily the same. There was a slight increase when rooms become involved, but as I said, during the promotion in that particular city, then you see we've lowered it. Now, during the year, the brochure contains a postcard which can be sent into the Boston office and returned with a membership. So anyone may have one during the year if he says right at this time, for some reason I don't care to have one this month or next, but I will be interested in June. All he has to do is stop into the hotel lobby and pick up a brochure and send in for his membership.
Let's now turn our attention toward some of the interesting experiences restaurant owners have had. Reporter Becky Krim talks to one of Michigan's very famous and successful restaurant operators, Win Schuler, about his most memorable experience.
Could you tell me what you feel is the most interesting experience you've had in the restaurant business? I know you've probably had many of them, but can you pick out maybe one that was very interesting to you?
Yeah, people would come into my restaurant and they'd say, you know Roger Schuler down in Lima, Peru, is he any related to you? And down in Lima, Peru, they'd walk into this nice restaurant and say, do you know that Win Schuler up in Marshall? So we began to correspond. We began to send back menus and then brochures. And finally, last year, I get a letter. He's coming into the Caribbean for 2 weeks, on to New York, rents a car after flying to Detroit and comes out to Marshall, Michigan to see me.
Oh, no.
What a most interesting story. Uh-huh. Here's a true Peruvian and spoke excellent English, so trim, and he says, bah, America, sandwiches and water. Well, I tried to do a real snow job on him, mm-hmm. You know, you could see what I tried to do in a menu and what great warmth we had and what wonderful things we had to chat about, and the most lovely wife and most interesting, and he had grown from a little chicken shack to three big restaurants in Lima, Peru, and almost everyone in the entire area, when I ask about Roger Schuler, knows him, and I said, well, do you have any children? He says, yes, three boys. And I said, how interesting, I have three boys. And I said, well, what's your oldest lad's name? He says, John. Well, I said, I call my oldest lad Hans, which is German for Johann, which mm-hmm. is John. Mm-hmm. It's not bad. I said, what's the next lad? And he said, Tom. And I said, yes, I have a Tom Schuler. And I said, well, what's the third lad's name? And he said, Jim. And so my youngest son is Jim Schuler. So they have a counterpart down in Lima, Peru.
Win Schuler on Background Michigan. This is the Michigan State Radio Network.